Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's 9 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast, September 25th, 2017, and you're listening to the first ever Angry Young Man show. And I am said Angry Young Man, your host, Matt Bolin, Matty B. And I did have a theme song for this show, but apparently my Blog Talk Radio account, it's not accepting the uploads right now. I was trying to upload some sounds, but it's just not working. Let's see if any sounds work. Well, that sounds good. That sound works. So thanks for being
here.
Thank you
very much.
Says Andy Kaufman. And tonight we're talking about a little politics for you, as usual. And the number to call if you want to talk politics or anything coming out of the political world with me is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. We'll be here for about 40 minutes. And first of all, a big thing is the anthem protest in the NFL. It really does make me sick to my stomach. And I have begun to boycott the NFL, in fact, because of this. Because of this crap that's going on, disrespectful crap. And you know what makes me sick about it? These are overpaid prima donnas, pretty much. Multi-million dollar salaries. And they're whining and moaning about, there's so much suppression, there's so much evil, and there's so many, we're not being respected, or I don't even know what the point is. But here's the thing. I just actually sent a letter to the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, the other day, an email saying I intend to boycott the NFL now. I'm not going to watch any more games or buy any sort of NFL-related apparel or other things until the league does something about this. And the reason why is I think it's totally disrespectful. It's not a free speech issue, in my opinion. It's disrespect to not only the flag, but soldiers and everybody who fought under that flag and gave their lives for this country. I have a couple of good friends who fought in the Middle East, one who lost a limb, I think it was a leg, in combat, won a Purple Heart for it, I think it was Iraq, but and I think it's incredibly disrespectful to them, and not just what they did to fight for this country and fight for freedoms. I think it's incredibly disrespectful, and I think that if not the league, the teams themselves should say, "Well, if you've got a choice here." You either stand up for the anthem or you sit down for the entire game. I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you're a third stringer, if you're a third string quarterback, if you're a third string running back or something, or if you're a star wide receiver or something. If you do not stand up for the national anthem, you will sit down for the entire game. And that's what I think about it. Would love to hear your thoughts. 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. And I sent a email to Commissioner Goodell of the NFL the other day, and I said that I will no longer watch on TV or in person any NFL games, and I will not purchase any product related to the NFL, including apparel, including video games, until league-wide action is taken against protesting players. and I got no response from him as of yet. Sent the letter, I think, Saturday. Not that I expect him to respond, but it would be nice. And so I'm just not going to do it. I'm done with him. I'm done. In fact, the way I feel is maybe it's time for a new professional football league that actually respects the soldiers and respects the flag, respects people that even gave their lives for this country, doesn't have cheaters like the New England Patriots, and nothing was done about them pretty much, slap on the wrist, and they play because they play the game because they want to play the game, for the love of the game. These prima donnas, the reason they play the game is because they want to make they want the big time money. And let's face it, half of them would probably be in prison right now if it wasn't for football. It wasn't for their playing in the NFL. They'd probably be locked up somewhere. And that's not a racist comment on that on my point. That's just my opinion. That's how it is.
Let me talk to you.
As that guy, Eli Drake of Global Force Wrestling says, that's not an insult. That's just a fact of life. hey, Eli Drake, how you doing? Anyway, so that's pretty much what I think about them. They should,
Stupid! You're so stupid!
I should have said, know your role and shut your mouth. Just play the game, people. Don't bring politics in it. Just play the game. Anyway, I'm here at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944 for the next 35, 40 minutes. Got a couple of people on, if I can actually, it's hard to type and talk on the phone at the same time when you're trying to hold the phone. Hold on 1 second. Okay. I'm back, but, we're doing the Angry Young Man show tonight, and I did have a theme song for it, it just won't upload. Anyway, about the NFL protests, at least one player is speaking out and saying he regrets that it happened. Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers says he regrets that the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't stand on the field during the national anthem. In a post to his website on Monday, the quarterback said the decision was not made in order to protest, but more so the team would appear united. But he said he was later unable to sleep because of the team's choice. The idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country, but I wish we approached it differently, he wrote. We did not want to appear divided on the sideline with some standing and some kneeling or sitting. And as a team, it was not a protest of the flag or the anthem. I personally don't believe the anthem is ever the time to make any type of protest. So good for him. He has his regrets about it. And maybe he actually won't do it. He'll actually stand up. We'll see. But, and the other point I need to make about this is I don't know why. I don't understand why liberals and some what we call rhinos on the Republican side, Republicans in name only, are saying, well, it's okay to do this. It's okay. It's free speech. It's okay. No, it's not. It's not free speech. It's disrespect. That's what it is. And they're basically condoning this crap. I'm in a rather small town here in southwestern Connecticut. And let me tell you, if it happened at like a high school basketball or football game that somebody did not stand up for the national anthem, they would be called out. They would be told off pretty much. And rightfully so. It's unacceptable. not just to me, but to many people. It's totally unacceptable, and it shouldn't happen. Anyway, hopefully I can get some callers right now. Let's see what's going on here. I'm going to have to put the phone down for just a second while I get on speakerphone or something. Hold on, people. Okay, I think the speaker's on. Speaker's on if you can hear me. Because it's tough to hold the phone and do things online at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, let me post the number to Facebook. It's 646-668-8944 if you want to talk to me. That's 646-668-8944. I want to know what your thoughts on the NFL controversy is, and now I see it's moving to Major League Baseball. One of the rookies, I think it was a catcher for the Oakland A's the other night, he did not stand up for the anthem. He took a knee. And unacceptable to me. Whoever the manager of the A's is, hey, buddy, again, you should say to him, if you're not going to stand for the anthem, you're going to sit down. You will not play. I'll play the backup. I mean, it's not like the A's have anything to play for anyway now, I don't think. I think they're pretty far back in the standings, so it's not like it would make a difference. But the problem with some of these football and baseball teams are they're too concerned with winning the ball game and getting paid than actually having any kind of respect for anybody. So that's my thought. Not too many people online right now, so I want to see 32 minutes about. I guess I can move to some other things. Let me take a break for just 1 second, and I'll be right back. Thanks.
Jason Alexander for the Will Rogers Institute.
Everyone thinks they know about asthma, but did you know that over 15 million people in our country suffer from the disease? Or that it causes more hospital visits, lost work days, and school absences than any other chronic illness. That its symptoms, shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, and a persistent cough or wheezing can be signs of real danger.
For your free booklet, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Nine out of 10 local doctors listen to Radio Free Connecticut.
Survey said...
the other one's just crazy.
You're a loony.
Do yourself a favor and shut the hell up.
1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut, your true alternative.
This is a trigger warning. If you are psychologically fragile, please move away from your viewing or listening device and into your safe space.
Run for cover.
Hey, we're back here on Angry Young Man, the Angry Young Man Show. And by the way, I got the title of this show pretty much from a Billy Joel song. Prelude Angry Young Man, published in 1976. So thank you, Billy Joel, for the inspiration. Anyway, there's your trigger warning for the night.
This is a trigger warning. If you are psychologically fragile, please move away from your viewing or listening device and into your safe space.
Run for cover.
And, of course, the calling number here is 646-668-8944. Depending on whether we get any calls, I'll be here for longer, but at least I'd say 15-20 more minutes on this first episode of the Angry Young Man Show. And, of course, the call-in number I said was 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Cue Bill O'Reilly.
Name and town, if you wish to opine, all right?
Name and town if you wish to opine, people. And the next, pretty much, outrage of the day. Outrage of the week, or whatever it is. The healthcare repeal effort, that's not a repeal effort, pretty much, on Capitol Hill. Now, not just two or three, but now four Republican senators saying they will not vote for the repeal of Obamacare in the U.S. Senate. There is a bill that's scheduled to be voted on now to repeal and, I think, replace Obamacare. But, as usual, our Republican so-called leaders in the Senate are going to cave in again. They are once again going to cave in to the liberal left.
You dummy!
I mean, it's like, if they're not going to support the principles that got them elected, what are they in there for? Why are we voting for these people? I wouldn't say vote Democratic, but because they're idiots, in my opinion. And I do have a sound for that. Hold on, people. Here's the left for you.
Have you been eating loco weed?
But maybe we should start voting third party, libertarian, or constitution or something. Because the people that are in there now, at least the Republicans, they've proven to me they do not care. They don't give a care about what the people want. They care about what they want and their self-interests. And if I could have uploaded this sound tonight, you would have heard a clip right now much of George Carlin saying, they don't give a hoo-hoo about you. They don't care about you. At all. I wasn't down with a lot of his politics, most of his politics, George Carlin. He was funny, but a little bit of a loon. Yeah, let's hit that sound again.
Have you been eating loco weed?
But that's one thing I agree with him on, at least as of late. Politicians in Washington have proven to a good extent with me that they don't care. They just don't care about you. They care about their own self-interests, and that's it. And so, let's hear from Eric Bischoff.
Sit down, shut up, and take notes.
I like to play sounds. Can you tell? So if you've got a supporting or dissenting opinion, do hit me up, 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. As I reload my Facebook page here. Not very good at multitasking, but on air here and waiting to see what you think. And the number for Omar, for Taylor, for all my friends, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. We've got some big calls here. We're probably just going to end the show early. Just want to give you a warning for that. But we definitely want to hear what you think. So definitely call in at 646-668-8944. And, of course,
name and town, if you wish to opine, all right?
Of course, Bill O'Reilly. And so we think about the NFL right now. Should it be boycotted? I've gone so far as to say a new league should be started up that doesn't do this kind of thing. And Let's see what else is happening on Capitol Hill today. Let's go to the news channel here, my Fox News that I know. Now I see a House of Representatives, a Republican in the House of Representatives, is calling for a recall of John McCain. Here's that story as it loads up. Louis, I think his name is Gilmer, or I don't know. I can't pronounce these names. Of Texas, Monday urging Arizona to recall Senator John McCain. He was talking about his cancer diagnosis. And also his vow to repeal Obamacare. He says, quote, McCain is one of those that said I will repeal. If he had said last year what he was going to do, he would have lost. And nothing inhibits recovery from cancer like stress. I think Arizona could help him and us. Recall him, let him fight successfully this terrible cancer, and let's get someone in here who will keep the word he gave last year. And I definitely agree with him on that one. Because, well, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think McCain is senile. I mean, with all due respect to him and the service he's given to this country, I really believe that he is senile or losing his mind because he doesn't do anything that the people want. And if he isn't senile, then he's just serving his own self-interest again. Like I said about a lot of these politicians in Washington, but to me, he's been senile since maybe 2008 or so, because if you remember, he had a good chance to win that presidential election, but then he kind of screwed up. He nominated, and I don't know what people think about her, but I think she's kind of clueless, nominated Sarah Palin of Alaska, the governor of Alaska, for vice president, his running mate. And looking back on that, I think there were several other candidates that could have been the better running mate, better vice presidential pick than Sarah Palin. Yeah, she's a strong woman, and she's a good strong woman, but and I give all due respect for her, but on foreign policy, she's a little bit clueless. At least that's what I think. A little bit like a
stupid dummy.
Yeah. She doesn't really have it all going on upstairs about the whole foreign policy issue.
Have you been eating loco weed?
So he messed up on that one, I think. And at the time I supported Palin, but now in hindsight, it's kind of like, why did he do that? I don't think he was thinking straight. But anyway, enough about McCain. But I think McCain should probably resign and let somebody get in there that will do what they say they are going to do. But
gee, that sounds kind of interesting.
Now, according to this news report, the idea of Louis Gohmert or Gohmert or whatever he's saying, and whatever his name is, to recall McCain could not actually be implemented, according to the Congressional Research Service. It says the United States Constitution does not provide for nor authorize the recall of United States officers such as senators, representatives, or the president or vice president. They can be expelled by their colleagues but not recalled by voters. And so that's unfortunate, in my opinion. And speaking of recalls, I would love it if we here in the state of Connecticut could recall the governor of our state, Dandy Dan Malloy, Moron Malloy, I call him. And here's the latest thing with him. Well, if you don't know, Connecticut has the worst state economy in the nation. 50th out of 50 states, the only part of the country that has a worse state economy, and they're not even a state, is Puerto Rico. Yes, Puerto Rico. And like I said, they're not even a state. We have a huge deficit here in this state. And because of, let's face it, let's be frank here, because of high taxes and high cost of living, people have been leaving the state in droves, pretty much. And meanwhile, we have no state budget. We haven't had a state budget this year. There have been multiple budgets proposed by the Republican side of the House and Senate in the state. And by the way, the Connecticut State Senate is split 50-50, currently being run on a pretty much a power-sharing agreement. But technically, Democrats are in the majority, as they have been here since the 60s. And guess what's happening? Democrats won't give the time of day to the Republican budget proposals. To their credit, a couple of them said they were fed up with it and actually voted for the latest budget proposal to pass the Senate and pass the House. It's on the governor's desk right now, but the governor's not giving it. The Democratic governor is not giving it the time of day. He says he will veto it. Even though I'd say the majority of people in this state do not want him to veto it. They want him to sign the bill so we actually have a state budget this year. And we actually got a budget passed the legislature 3 months late this year. Meanwhile, because of high taxes and high cost of living, GE is out. GE left Connecticut, as you know. Aetna is out. Aetna left. I keep hearing rumors about Sikorsky Aircraft. And now the governor and the Democrats want to raise taxes by a bunch again. I mean, are these people ignorant or just insane?
That boy ain't right.
It's total crap. Total crap.
Look out, there's bullshit detector.
Let's get a Shane McMahon quote in here. The Democrats in Connecticut are running this state
down into the ground.
And it just continues. They're ignoring the people.
Down into the ground.
And that is why we have to have a Republican governor next year. Have to have it. If you're a voter in the state, I strongly urge you to vote Republican for town and state leadership, town and state positions this year, and Republican next year for governor. Because in the end, it's not so much about me. It's not so much about the people of my generation in this state. It's about the next generation. We're giving away their future. We are running them
down into the ground
as we speak with these high taxes and everything else. Meanwhile, they're trying to get Amazon to locate their headquarters in the state. It's not going to happen. It has no chance of happening. There is no business in their right that has a leader in their right mind right now that would want to locate in Connecticut. Absolutely none. They're shunning the state like it was the spawn of the devil or something. Yeah, I said it. 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. because due to the high cost of living, the high taxes and everything else, everybody's just leaving. Some of my friends have left. Long-time residents of the state and of my hometown are out. They just say, I can't deal with it anymore. I cannot live here anymore. And they're moving down south to states like Florida and Texas and North Carolina. It's insane, I'm telling you. But yep, keep voting Democratic and keep... Omar says, good luck here. But keep voting Democratic and keep running this state like I've played.
Down into the ground.
It's just the way it is. So we've got a few minutes left here. Let's take you to a friend here. And so if you want to discuss any of the stories I've talked about tonight, the NFL protests, which are apparently now getting into Major League Baseball, Obamacare and the health care debate in the down in Washington, that apparently isn't a debate right now. It's just, yeah, we said we're going to repeal it, but maybe not. They don't care about it. It's total BS.
Look out, there's bullshit.
Or other things going on in your state, this state, or your neck of the woods, please do call me up in the next, I'm going to give it like 4 minutes, 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. And let me know where you're from and what you think. And as Bill O'Reilly would say...
Name a town, name a town, name a town if you wish to opine, all right?
All right. Got Omar maybe going to call in the next 4 minutes. So I am going to take a quick break here and play a couple of quick PSA slash ads here. And I'll be right back.
The stars of professional wrestling say,
don't make a big mistake.
Listen to Totally Wrestling on 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut.
Or I'll stick your head through the mat, you pencil neck geek.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if that's PG.
Jason Alexander for the Will Rogers Institute.
Everyone thinks they know about asthma, but did you know that over 15 million people in our country suffer from the disease? Or that it causes more hospital visits, lost work days, and school absences than any other chronic illness? That its symptoms, shortness of breath, tightness in your chest, and a persistent cough or wheezing can be signs of real danger.
For your free booklet, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ct.gov/DEMHS and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by the Connecticut Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
This is a trigger warning. If you are psychologically fragile, please move away from your viewing or listening device and into your safe space.
Run for cover!
And I am said angry young man, your host with the most from South Carolina, Matt Holland. we've been discussing tonight basically things that bug you and that bug me. And I gave my opinion earlier on NFL protests, which are apparently expanding to baseball now, and some things going on with health care in Washington, state affairs here in Connecticut. We'll hear from you in the next couple of minutes. I think I'm going to keep the phone lines open for two, maybe three more minutes. And so do call in if you wish at 646-668-8944. I know a lot of people are out there with their opinions and everything. And thanks for listening to mine tonight. I can get a little long-winded, but thank you for dealing with me.
Thank you very much.
As Andy Kaufman says, thank you very much. anyway, 646-668-8944 is the number to call. We have a couple more minutes of phone calls. 646-668-8944.
Name a town if you wish to opine, all right?
I'm waiting to see if my friend from California is going to call up, Omar. We call him Omar Yak because I guess his last name is Jacoby or something. An old friend from Government Simulation I used to play. Some of you out there might know, or might not know, there used to be a United States Government Simulation on America Online way back in the day called the AOL Senate. And that's basically where I got my start with government simulations. I know a guy, Craig Bergman, out in Iowa, that used to be big in it. Omar, my friend from California, used to be big in it. And then there was, yeah, Rachel, she called herself the God Girl. And said everything was evil, evil, evil. Rachel Anderson was her name. I think it might have been a pseudonym, another name for somebody. Because I don't know anybody by that name, but crazy. It was good times, good times. So if you want to call up, I'll give you one more minute to call up before I get out of here. 646-668-8944. We'd love to hear from Craig or Omar out in California, or you, wherever you are. So 646-668-8944.
Name a town if you wish to opine, all right?
And a little news for me. Some of you might know that I have an internet radio station that I started up. And it's also on the AM airwaves around here, Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut, the City Line area. It is a Part 15 AM radio station. And according to the FCC, needs no license for this power level, which is like half a watt or under half a watt. I can only transmit about not too far, maybe a couple thousand feet with it, but it's cool to be on air. Anyway, that's at 1650 a.m. if you're ever in Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut City Line area, 1650 a.m. And I just renamed the station. It had been called Radio Free Connecticut previously. I decided I wanted a better name for that, or something that seemed like a better name. So I picked 1650 AM Moving Radio, and that is a site on Facebook where you can find all my Blog Talk Radio stuff, all my sounds, a lot of my opinion, and a lot of music shows. 1650 AM Moving, that's MOVIN apostrophe radio on Facebook. So keep it right there for all the ways. And this public service announcement was brought to you by Andy Paul.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of here, people. Nobody on the lines right now, so I'm going to get out of here. Everyone, keep it to that Facebook page, 1650 AM Moving Radio. MOVIN apostrophe radio on Facebook to see what I'm doing. Thanks, everybody, for dealing with me, putting up with me tonight. big round of applause. And we will talk to you at a later time, maybe later this week. So thanks a lot for listening. See you, people.